The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Candy Bradley, clerk for Representative Bradley. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Representative Bradley of Jones.
Good morning. 32 years ago yesterday, my world changed. My husband committed suicide and left me a widow with two small children. So today, as we pray, please remember people who are struggling with mental health issues. Please bow your head in prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you as we begin another legislative action day. Guide us with your grace, inspire us with your vision, help us to follow you, the true lawgiver, to deliberate with charity and act with justice as we serve all the people of Iowa. Help us to live lives of integrity and conviction in our business today. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2392 by Thompson, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of statewide alert systems for missing service members.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Veteran Affairs.
House File 2393 by Bergen, a bill for an act relating to operating while intoxicated offenses, including the look-back period for the prior convictions, temporary restricted license, and ignition interlock devices, providing penalties and making penalties applicable.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2394 by Thompson, a bill for an act relating to the regulation of specified food establishment and home food establishments.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2395 by Bergen, a bill for an act relating to the solar energy system tax credit and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson, for the Black History presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, friends and neighbors in the House. Dr. Ruth Bluford Anderson was a locally beloved and nationally recognized civil rights leader, known for her long history of forging new ground. In 1921, in Braden, Oklahoma, Ruth Bluford was born the first of five children born to Roy and Jesse Bluford, sharecroppers who struggled to provide for their family. When Ruth was seven, her father moved the family to Sioux City, where he worked at Kudry Packing Company. In 1933, when Ruth was 12, Roy and Josie Bluford divorced. Her mother worked part-time as a hotel maid, but was forced to rely on public assistance to provide for her children. Ruth Anderson attributed her desire to be a public servant to the experience of growing up on public welfare. Ruth raised eight children, two sons from her marriage to Everett McGinnis, and three stepsons and three stepdaughters in her marriage to James Anderson of Waterloo. Ruth and her two sons had moved to Waterloo in 1959. After marrying James, she joined the Payne AME Church, where she was a member for over 50 years until her death. After graduation from high school in Sioux City, Ruth earned her Bachelor in Social Work degree from the University of California at Berkeley in 1946. In 1956, while working for the Westchester County Welfare Department of New York, She earned her master's degree in social work at Columbia University. And in 1990, Ruth Bluford Anderson was awarded a doctorate of humane letters from Simpson College. Ruth Anderson participated in the March on Washington in 1963 and was present when Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. Her commitment to civil rights grew stronger. Ruth Anderson was the first African American Black Hawk County Social Services Director, where she worked for 8 years. In 1967, Ruth began her social work teaching at Wartburg College. In 1969, she became the first professor of social work at the University of Northern Iowa. And under her leadership, the UNI Department of Social Work was created. Dr. Anderson was director of the department and taught social work at UNI for 22 years. Prepared to fight for herself, her colleagues, and set up an example for her students, Ruth took UNI to court when they passed her over for tenure. After an intense and long legal battle, she was awarded a full professorship with tenure. The out-of-court settlement was seen as a major victory for female professors at public universities in Iowa. In 1988, Ruth was elected to the Black Hawk County Board of Supervisors. She was the first African American woman to serve on a county board of supervisors in all of Iowa. In 1977, Ruth was listed in Who's Who among Black Americans. 1982, she was inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame. In 1992, she was named Social Worker of the Year by the Iowa National Association of Social Workers. In 1996, Ruth was inducted into the Iowa African American Hall of Fame. And in 2012, she received the Catherine G. Williams Lifetime Diversity Achievement Award from the Iowa National Association of Social Workers. This is an award that meant a lot to me for Ruth because I had proudly created the award when I was president of NASW. In 1985, Ruth's autobiography, which I still have a copy of, From Mother's Aid Child to University Professor, The Autobiography of an American Black Woman, was published by the University of Iowa School of Social Work. Many social workers, social change agents, and political activists have made a difference rising from the shoulders, example, and wisdom of Dr. Ruth Anderson. I will personally never forget the day that Dr. Anderson talked me into becoming a social worker. Rather than continuing my studies to be a sociology teacher, I had taken a couple of social work classes, and she said, "Marty, I thought you wanted to change the world." And my 22-year-old self quickly answered, "Yes." "Well, then you better go over right now and change your major today." I always did what Ruth Anderson told me to do, and the rest is history. I'm sure that many others across this state have similar stories of how Ruth Anderson changed the trajectory of their lives. Ruth Anderson died in 2013 at home after 91 years of dedicated life to changing Iowa and the world. Hers was truly a life well lived and a life to look up to. Thank you.
Are there announcements to come before the body? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Andrews. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, one of the greatest things that we get to do as legislators is recognize excellence, especially in our communities and districts. And in that vein, wrestling has been with us for over 100 years. From Dan Gable, Jim Gibbons, Iowa is the state best known for wrestling. And almost 101 years ago, in February, in Ames, Iowa, the first boys tournament began. Now, in 2022, we've had our first girls wrestling tournament. And the guests that are with me today are Dallas Center Grimes, girls wrestling team, and two of their coaches. And they brought, not only did they go to the state, they brought the most girls to the state tournament, 22. It is a record, even though it's the first year, that's a lot. And I just liked the state of Iowa House to give a great House of Representatives welcome to my guest, Dallas Center Grimes girls wrestling team. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conn first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats are going to squeeze in a caucus today at 11 a.m. in room 305.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, February 16th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.